What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're going to take a phone call from Milton in Pennsylvania. Aloha, Milton. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, hello, Michael. Hey, you know, I hear people call in and we're all talking about Trump and all. But, you know, like, as citizens, we're not screaming or hollering or we should be out there with yellow shirts and make so much noise that he would have to pay attention to, you know, check Hillary, you know, and all this, you know, direct him by protest.
Yeah, it would be good to see. Unfortunately, I think going back to the Iraq war, the American people have been taught repeatedly protesting does not do any good. We saw the lesson reinforced with Occupy Wall Street. That got really ugly and violent. And in the end, the government stood firm and say, no, we're not going to change anything. You will do what we tell you. You will give us what we ask for. You will send your children off to die in our wars. And that is just your place in the universe.
Yeah, but if we come to, God forbid we get to Third World War situation, I think, I know I would. I would turn on my government. Because my enemy, I have no enemy. It's government that creates my enemies. You know, it's like, you know, bomb Washington, D.C., problem over. Because I have no issues. You have no issues, I believe. What do you say?
Well, I'm against bombing Washington, D.C. because there's a lot of really cool museums there.
Well, they ain't going to be there anyway if they get going.
This close to Christmas and in the cold weather of winter, the yellow vests are out there. But I think when we get into the spring thaw that we might see it really, really take off.
Yeah, you know, if I was younger, I would get something going, but you know, I'm 68 years old now, and it's just not time for that, you know. But I don't know. I'm just holding on and hope, like you always say, you know, it doesn't end up blood in the streets.
Yeah, I don't want to see that. I really don't. And again, I think the very best thing that could happen for the world and for the American people is for the American government to implode. And if you look at all the faction fighting that's going on right now, where it seems like their entire existence is all about attacking each other, and they're just neglecting the country and letting it rot on the vine. And now, of course, we're getting warnings of a major recession with the new year. It could all come apart the way the Soviet Union did. And then we would have to get together and, you know, make sure the career politicians were put on a boat somewhere and start all over again with that constitution and a government that's made up of representatives of the people, meaning carpenters and bricklayers and teachers and doctors and engineers, people who have jobs, who know how to make things work, you know, as opposed to this, you know, perpetual political elites who don't even understand that Google and Apple are two different companies.
Yeah, it's true. Okay, Mike, let's get you on to some more important things here, but, you know, I'm sure I speak for a lot of minds, you know, but, yeah, we just got to see what happens, but I really praise them people in France. They had enough gumption to get up and make a racket.
Yeah, I do. I'm cheering them on, and I hope that it ends well for them. But again, at issue is the fight between nationalism and globalism, and the globalists are dug in, you know, really deep, and they're desperate to keep their plans from falling apart. Because they've invested trillions of dollars and years of trying to destroy national borders and bring everybody together under one global government, one global private central bank. And they're not going to let go of that easily. Not at all. All right. Thanks a lot for the phone call. We're going
to
let you go.
Okay, best to you. Yes, bye-bye now.
Thanks. All right. Now, gold is flowing from west to east, according to this article. Over in Gold Corp. It's also flowing into the house account at Goldman Sachs, or at least the paper claims for it, in New York. In other words, people are now going to the gold depositories with their little paper gold contracts and saying, I want the contract delivered. Now, we know there's a lot of those contracts that were printed up for which there isn't actually any gold. They're leveraged something like 100 to 1, and people who bought those contracts have been persuaded to stay with them because there'll be a little cash incentive. You know, don't trade the paper for the gold, and we'll give you a little extra something to make you feel good about the deal. But apparently, there's large amounts of physical gold have been flowing through the Shanghai markets into China. At some point, that's going to break loose. When the holders of those gold futures contracts realize that these gold bullion centers like JP Morgan and the New York Fed don't actually have the gold to deliver on those contracts, you're going to see a real panic in the streets here. Going to be a lot of angry people. We're going to do a shout out now to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. Speaking of Goldman Sachs, Malaysia has now filed criminal fraud charges against the company over the 1MDB scandal. This was a Malaysian sovereign wealth fund formed under former Prime Minister Najib Razak that U.S. authorities believe was looted for upwards of $4 billion, with a B, by corrupt bankers and officials. So, bad times over at Goldman Sachs here. Boy, remember when they said, we're doing God's work? Well, apparently not here. Article over at Zero Hedge on how the quantitative easing campaign by the European Central Bank is basically failing. And the main reason why is that it started from a wrong diagnosis of the Eurozone's problem. The European problem was a demand and liquidity issue, not due to years of excess. Now, the day the ECB launched its quantitative easing program, excess liquidity stood at 125 billion euro. Since then, it has ballooned to 1.8 trillion with a T, euro. So they really missed that one up. The U.S. student loan debt sets a new record, doubling since the recession of 2008. It's now at 1.4 trillion dollars. And a lot of these people just can't pay it. All right, we're going to take another phone call. Don in the Philippines, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Yes, you were talking about Trump. Yeah, the thing is, he's just basically, he's weak. He gets on his Twitter and tweets. But that's ridiculous. I mean, he's the president. He could actually do stuff. You know, and the thing about it is nobody, I don't think very many people foresaw, some people did, I guess. Some people from the very beginning when he got elected, they were saying, well, he's just going to be basically a puppet and Pence will run it and these other advisors will run it. But I never did believe that because I figured he would he had nothing to lose, basically. He was a businessman coming in, and I figured he'd just do exactly what he wanted to. But instead, I still don't know the whole I think he's just afraid that he will get killed if he tries to do something.
Well, you know, he's also, he's clearly pro-Israel. He's clearly in debt to Sheldon Adelson, who was a major, major donor, not just to Trump, but to GOP as a whole back in 2016. And, you know, this illustrates the reason why there used to be limits on campaign donations to prevent the wealthy from simply buying the government for themselves. But that's all gone away. And that's why they don't pay attention to the American people anymore. They don't bother with grassroots fundraising. They just go right to the billionaires and say, I will do with the country what you tell me to do if you will give me the money to become a representative, a senator, or sit in the White House. And that's really what it's been. And a lot of that money gets spent on massive election fraud. And you, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, as we saw back in 2016. There were indications of massive election fraud in 2016 on the part of the Democrats, first against Bernie Sanders and then against Donald Trump. And I'm very angry that Donald Trump has dropped the ball on cleaning up our election system.
One good thing about Bernie Sanders was he did go to the people and ask for money, and he went in small donations, and was not taking any, as far as I know, correct me if I'm wrong, he was not taking any corporate donations. He took donations from people like me, and I donated $9 to Bernie Sanders as the only politician I ever gave any money to, probably will be the last one too. But that was a great thing that he did there. And then
he got robbed.
Yeah, he got robbed.
He got robbed.
Okay, I'm going to let you go, Mike. Thanks a lot.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. Thank you for the phone call. Now, given that we are 2 weeks away from the new year, this is the time of year when people who don't have smartphones or tablets or laptops are buying paper calendars. And over in Japan, a rather interesting phenomenon has shown up because over in Japan, they have calendars with the Japanese stars all over them. But right now, the top seller calendar features Vladimir Putin. Now, that is interesting. All right, little bit of a look back in history about colonialism and how you get lied to. The story has been told in Britain that the colonization of India, which was pretty horrible, was not of any major economic benefit to Britain itself. In fact, Britain was losing money. The reason the empire was sustained for so long and controlled India for so long was a gesture of Britain's benevolence because those Indian people really didn't know how to run their own country. Well, apparently there's new research by economist Utse Patnaik and just published by Columbia University Press that absolutely destroys this narrative. Drawing on nearly two centuries of detailed data on tax and trade, Patnaik concluded that Britain drained a total of nearly 45 trillion with a T dollars from India between 1765 and 1938. Countries do not colonize other countries for benevolence. They colonize it to loot their wealth. Getting on over to Great Britain, Theresa May is stamping her heels and apparently flush with success of surviving her no-confidence vote, and is delivering an ultimatum to Parliament saying it's either my deal or no deal. And she's out there saying that this idea of a second referendum would cause irreparable damage to the country. It probably would. Meanwhile, Tony Blair is still out there. You know, he's on a mission to Brussels. He's pushing for a second referendum. And Dominic Lawson is out there saying, who the heck does he think he is? Right now, he's basically a private citizen. He's not an official representative of Great Britain. And he's got a bad reputation following the Iraq War. A recent poll showed only 2% of the British population have a favorable opinion of Mr. Blair. But he's a globalist, and he is out there desperate to hold the European Union together because that is one of the stepping stones to the globalist plans. If the EU falls apart, it's going to set the globalists back by 50 years. Now, Brussels is getting ready to deal with a no-deal Brexit, and they're starting to make contingency plans covering up to 13 areas that will be plunged into chaos if Britain leaves the bloc without a deal. And apparently the plans will include an offer to Britain to ensure both parties' planes can continue to land and take off in each other's airports. The Brussels offer would only be made under the same strict reciprocal terms offered as part of a bid to keep Great Britain off the bloc's visa-required list of third countries. So I'm sure Parliament is going to tell Theresa May it's no deal. It's a terrible deal. Everybody who's looked at it said Theresa May, who is a globalist and a Remainer, she was never shy about that. It's just a pander to everything the European Union wants. It's a Brexit in name only, and Parliament doesn't want it. The British people certainly don't want it. And the reason the EU is scrambling to make new arrangements is because if there's a British Brexit crash out, it could drive the EU into a major recession. Now, over at the BBC, the network that reported the collapse of World Trade Center Building 7 26 minutes before it actually happened, they're reinventing Agatha Christie's Hercule Poirot story. Murder on the as an anti-Brexit parable. And basically, they're going to try and draw parallels between the rise of fascism in 1930s Britain and the state of the nation today. So the BBC is out there propagandizing in favor of Remain. Over in Sweden, one of their politicians, Kent Ekeroth, came on out with a speech, basically laid it out. Sweden was a paradise, then you came. And that is what a lot of people all across Europe are feeling. That they had, through generation after generation after generation, built up their nations, that they had created the cultures they wanted around the values they treasure. And then the borders got opened, the refugees poured on in, and they're basically trashing the place here and making demands. They want Sharia law. Over in Norway, the police in Oslo are saying they have no control over parts of the city. And the migrants are raping and strangling women. And there's an apocalyptic level of violence and lawlessness. People are selling drugs open in the subway stations. Violence has reached an epidemic. And the police have largely given up on the implementation of the law. This is no longer Norway or Europe, except for the standard of living, which is heading down. Now, 5 years ago, Afton Post, which is a pro-Islamic newspaper in Oslo, said there was a Sharia zone in that city and gay couples are attacking and terrorizing those areas. So it's just crazy out there. Over in Brussels, there is a massive protest against the United Nations Migration Pact. This is the one that says that migration is a natural human right that sovereign states cannot interfere with. And it was originally presented as a symbolic gesture that, you know, it was only going to be binding on those nations that agreed to sign it. Now it's come on out that it's not symbolic. It's an absolute. And if it passes, the UN says it applies to every single country. It doesn't matter if they sign it or not. There's, you know, it will be binding. The borders will be open, and the refugees will continue to flood on in to Europe and wreck that place, into the United States and wreck that place. So it's this huge, huge protest, water cannons, firecrackers being thrown by the protesters. The Brussels police are literally gassing their own people with tear gas over this situation. Over in Germany, an AfD member, Alternative for Germany, is calling the German government's public safety tips following the Strasbourg Christmas shooting utterly ridiculous and underscores the fact that the authorities are totally incapable of ensuring safety for the German people as long as the borders remain open and dangerous people are allowed to come on in. But apparently, German Interior Minister Horst Seehofer recommended that visitors of Christmas markets in Germany wear body armor to protect themselves in case of another shooting attack. And he noted that the concrete security barriers being put up against the markets are useless against terrorists with firearms. Got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're talking about Brexit, and Brussels is clearly not wanting them to go. So the European Union's High Representative for Foreign Affairs and Security Policy, Federica Mogherini, has declared that no EU member state is big enough to pursue their own national interests, which is a silly comment to make because prior to the formation of the EU, every one of those nations was big enough to pursue their own national interests. But they're coming out with a statement. This is a pointed warning to the United Kingdom and any country thinking of following them out of the bloc. Went on to say, I think we all agree that no single European country can respond effectively to any of the challenges of our times. And I think we agree that we, the European Union, have a responsibility to embrace our role as a global power, which is only going to fuel those who are seeing the EU as effectively duplicating the rise of the Nazis here. Meanwhile, his popeness is out there saying the Western world has a moral responsibility to let in more migrants, said this last Thursday. And this year, it is 70 years since the globalist organization that is the UN adopted the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. So the Pope is out there saying, open their doors to even more migrants, because I guess The church needs more Catholics from the third world to start tossing their cash into Western collection plates so that they can make bail. Getting on over to Donald Trump and his wall, everyone's talking about a shutdown. It's been dominating the headlines here on Fox News for the last couple of hours. Trump is holding out for the wall, and this partial government shutdown is set to hit just in time for Christmas. And apparently, Trump has put his foot down and demanded $5 billion in funding for a border wall, as opposed to the $1.3 billion that would otherwise be appropriated. Now, this is all about a turf battle, because earlier this year, Congress was ready to go along with an even larger allocation for the border wall, more than $5 billion. But this is now all about who's going to be tougher, if it's going to be Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer. And it's about, you know, who's going to win. And Chuck Schumer dug in his heels and said there will be no additional appropriations to pay for the border wall. It is done. And, of course, we know the Democrats want a continuing flood of illegal immigrants into this country because they get them to vote for the Democrats, because the Democrats are running on, come on into the country, vote for us, we'll take stuff away from the legal citizens and give it to you. So it's basically Trump versus Schumer, and somebody is going to leave this steel cage death match pretty badly beat up. Now we're getting word that Trump is considering delaying the border wall fight until January. He doesn't want to disrupt Christmas and New Year's with it. But again, it's another sign of his weakness. He should have just hammered that thing home here and just say, there'll be a shutdown, that he's not going to sign any budget bill that doesn't have his $5 billion. Now, down on the southern border here, there's this Honduran man named Alfonso Guerrero. This was the guy who demanded $50,000 for each one of the migrants to turn around and go home. Apparently, a group of them actually marched to the U.S. consulate in Tijuana demanding the money. Well, Alfonso has been arrested by Mexican authorities and is accused of terrorism. Apparently, he's linked to an attack on six American soldiers in a restaurant in Honduras in 1987. So he's in a little bit of a trouble there. Now, a Tijuana city councilman is describing the scope of the caravan crime. Robberies galore, house break-ins, filth and garbage, 280 arrests and counting. And the Democrats want to let these people into the country. Now, up in New Jersey, something very bizarre has happened. Apparently, back on November 29th, New Jersey Attorney General Gerber Greywey issued a directive turning the Garden State into a sanctuary state. Now, the New Jersey Attorney General, unlike those of most states, is appointed by the governor, in this case, Governor Phil Murphy. So this appears to be the first case of a state being turned into a sanctuary state for illegal aliens by the unilateral executive action of a non-elected official. Okay. Remember those little pussy hats, the Women's March? Apparently, they're now under attack. Tablet Magazine has published an expose revealing the group's anti-Semitic origins, along with highly questionable finances, reported 2 weeks ago by the Daily Beast. All right, more about this when we come back from this commercial break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.com.
frontsightfirearms.org.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product! It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And we're talking about this story where Tablet Magazine is throwing the label anti-Semitic at the Women's March, the women who have those little odd pussy hats. And apparently, according to Tablet, Women's March co-chairs Tamika Mallory and Carmen Perez made anti-Semitic remarks in 2016 at one of the organization's first meetings and declared the organization was in support of Black women, Native women, poor women, immigrant women, Muslim women, and queer and trans women, but did not mention anything about Jewish women. Oh, horror of horrors here. And apparently Perez and Mallory asserted that Jewish people bore a special collective responsibility as exploiters of Black and brown people. And the whites, they exploit everybody without regard to race, creed, color, or religion. And apparently, they also claimed Jews are proven to have been leaders of the American slave trade. Well, yeah, that actually is history. They were major players. They made a huge amount of money off that slave trade. And apparently, Tablet is also upset there are no Jewish women on the board of directors of the Women's March. And apparently, most of the Jewish people have already resigned and left. Well, I think the Women's March is perfectly valid in its observations. But anytime you say anything about Israel or the Jews, oh, you're an anti-Semite, you're an anti-Semite. That's wearing out. We're seeing more and more polls where the American people are less willing to support Israel. They're starting to take more of a look at what Israel has been doing, what its behavior is, what its actions are. And they're not falling for that old thing about, oh, you can't say anything bad about Israel. It's anti-Semitic here. Now, this one is going to upset a lot of the politically correct people. But apparently, in this article, this is from the Daily Mail, and there was this guy who went through a sex change operation 23 years ago, and he says, I believe I'm proof no man can truly become a woman. And he wants to warn others that surgery isn't always the answer. But he's saying, basically, today it's trendy to be trans, especially among the young. I want to warn them that a man can never become a real woman or vice versa. They're being oversold an impossible dream. They are being tricked. And yes, they are. This transgender movement is being sold. It's being sold to young people. Apparently, advertising watchdogs are getting ready to ban harmful gender stereotypes from TV commercials. They're going to ban commercials featuring housewives. And this one is probably good as well. I don't know if you've noticed this, but ever since the feminist revolution of the 1990s, commercials are now always smart, you know, clever women dealing with lazy, useless, and dumb men. And this watchdog is saying that has to stop as well. And I'm in agreement with that one. Now, here's where, once again, Christmas is under attack. Apparently, somebody did a survey and found out a large number of people think Santa should be female or at least gender neutral. And apparently, 19% of U.S. respondents said the patriarch of Christmas should be identified neither as male nor female. 10% said a woman should fill the role. And has anyone asked Mrs. Claus how she would feel about that? Now, this is where it gets really into the Twilight Zone. This is from the Daily Mail. Apparently, sex education lessons in which pupils as young as 8 will be told all genders have periods. It's being condemned as unnecessarily confusing for young people, but they're literally being taught boys can have periods too. And the guidelines were issued to teachers supposedly to help them avoid offending girls who identify as boys. But critics describe the guidelines as inappropriate and another example of political correctness gone stark, raving mad. Now, here's a good one, and I'm glad this is going to go someplace. Down in Texas at an elementary school, the Pflugerville Independent School District, there is this speech pathologist, Bahia Amawi, and she's worked for this school district since 2009 on a contract basis. And every year when it came time to renew the contract, the school district did so. And she would sign all the correct documents and have another year of guaranteed employment. This year, there was an addition. The addition was an oath that Amawi was being asked to sign, promising she will not boycott Israel during the term of this contract and will refrain from any action that is intended to penalize, inflict economic harm on, or limit commercial relations with Israel or with a person or entity doing business in Israel or an Israel-controlled territory. And Amawi refused to sign that, and she was fired. The contract was canceled. So now she's filed a lawsuit, and she needs to move forward because it has unfortunately now become law in many states where people who work for the government have to sign an oath that they will not boycott Israel, that they will not speak ill of Israel. And this is infuriating with all the things that we have going wrong in this country. to still be obsessed with Israel, Israel, Israel. I'll tell you this, it guarantees I'll never work at UH Manoa ever again because I refuse to sign such an oath. Not because I'm out there campaigning against Israel, but because I still believe in the First Amendment to the Constitution, which says we have the right to freedom of speech, and boycotts are considered a recognized peaceful form of protest. Now, as you know, following Common Core and a variety of other problems, more and more families are choosing to homeschool their kids. But this has now started to create a problem because now the school districts are demanding that homeschoolers conform to the school district's curriculum and don't teach anything else. And parents are being required to obey, even if they believe such orders might not be appropriate for their child, like saying that boys can also have periods here. And apparently school districts, when they find a homeschooler who does not want to go along with the approved curriculum and the approved political correctness, they're seeking child protection services on him. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Jim in New York, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hey, Mike. I heard a funny comment about French protests. Someone said that Putin should bomb France to stop Macron from gassing his own people. Did you hear that comment?
No, I had not.
It's pretty fun. No, but the way when Trump sent in the tomahawks to prevent Assad from gassing his own people. A guy made
a comment. I could see that. But, Assad was accused of using lethal gas and Macron is just using tear gas. We don't know what was in that other weapon, the one that was rendering people unconscious just by skin contact. But I can understand the humor in that statement.
Yeah, I was also calling the guy in Charlottesville, James Fields. Did you hear about him? He was he was sentenced to. He was the one who was driving the Dodge Charger. It supposedly.
Oh yes.
He was sentenced to life in prison, plus 419 years. So you know that's just an outrage.
But with time off for good behavior, he could be out in 200.
But you know he at best. That should be a negligent manslaughter. I mean, that's not first-degree murder. I think the guy was in fear for his life, to be honest. At all these
there was one guy that testified for the defense who admitted he was Antifa and that he was brandishing a gun at this guy before he took off.
Yeah, that's terrible. A young man, at best, it should be negligent. Manslaughter should have been the charge, but another thing I was going to comment. I mean, do you think the people surrounding Trump, the neocons, you really think they're that insane to start a war with Russia? You really think they would do that?
No, I think what they want is war tension, a new Cold War, so that they can go on looting the American people. To deal with the Russian threat, because it's a great little moneymaker. It worked back in the 50s and 60s. My concern is that a mistake by one of the field commanders, or even worse, bad software in some of these automated weapon systems could take the Cold War into being a hot war very, very quickly. Although from what we're hearing coming out of Ukraine, it looks like the shooting could really start in the next week.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I just can't imagine them being that insane. I mean, I know Bolton and Pompeo and all the neocons surrounding Trump, but even they, you know, usually the U.S., we bomb weak countries like Iraq and Libya. I just can't imagine we would risk a war with Russia. I just can't imagine it. But
well, I think they're all caught up in this groupthink. They're caught up in this myth that America has never lost a war, forgetting that we didn't win in Vietnam, and we didn't actually win in North Korea either. But yeah, I think they're all basically sitting around there, and nobody dares open their mouth and say this might not be a good idea, because then they'd lose their cushy, well-paying jobs.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, I just can't imagine it. But who knows? Maybe they do. I still think Syria will be the, if there is a conflict, it'll start. Seems like we're not backing down. We're keeping our troops there, and it's like we're daring someone to shoot at our troops who don't belong there, who were never invited there.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
Oh, one more thing. Did you see in Texas, read that story, the elementary school speech teacher was fired because she refused to sign a pro-Israel oath?
Yeah, we just reported on that a couple of minutes ago.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was trying to call you, I guess. Well, that's all I wanted to say. Thanks, and if I don't see you, have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too. Thanks an awful lot for the call. We're going to let you go. Okay, well, the propaganda people are out there on overtime here. And two examples are this story about how Iranian hackers have targeted Treasury officials, atomic scientists, and apparently somebody's intern somewhere. And they're claiming that there's an Iranian hacking group known by the code name Charming Kitten, and it's been caught by a private security firm trying to break into the email accounts of U.S. nuclear scientists and policymakers, presumably to try and figure out what the U.S. knows about Iran's clandestine enrichment program. Well, there's the BS right there. They're going to go on back to saying that, you know, Iran is still enriching uranium, even though the atomic energy inspectors are saying that Iran is still in full compliance with the P5+1. And again, as anybody who understands computers and cybercrime and networking understands, you can frame somebody very easily for a cybercrime simply by hacking a computer inside their country and then directing an attack from that. Now, last week we had the situation with the bomb threats were being mailed all over the place. And this article came on out in, Sue Today, saying that these all originated in Russia. Well, actually, nobody really knows that. Again, it's more Russia bashing here. But what's really interesting is that authorities checked the Bitcoin wallet addresses that were in these bomb messages and found out that even though these messages caused several buildings to be evacuated, nobody paid the ransom. And so now the same scammers appear to be back with a new one. Send us the money for Bitcoin or we'll throw acid in your face when you go outside your home. And by the way, everybody thinks these are the same people who are out there with that one saying, we've planted malware on your computer. We have videos of you in an embarrassing situation while you're watching porn. Send money to the Bitcoin address. So a lot of scammers out there. Just a huge number of scammers out there. Okay, apparently Samsung's Galaxy S10 will launch on February 20th and will cost $1,765. I think Samsung is in competition with Apple over who can produce the most outrageously expensive cell phone. Okay, another caller on the line, White Rose in Colorado. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. Thanks for taking my call. I just can't believe Trump's allowing these two guys, Pompeo and Bolton, to open their mouth in public. They make not only him, but everybody in this country look like a bunch of idiots with their stupidity.
Yes.
Don't you think? You know what else? A little aside here. You know what the Michael Mikhail means?
Not really.
Michael means leader, leader's son.
Okay.
Michael's son, the leader's son. Michael, row your boat ashore. Hallelujah.
That one I knew.
For taking my call I just can't believe these guys. Every time they open their mouth, they make me want to vomit. I can't believe it.
Yeah, well, I resist that urge because I can't afford to buy a new keyboard right now. Anyway,
yeah.
White Rose, got to let you go here. Got to take a break for commercials.
Yeah, adios. Have a good one and all that.
All right, Merry Christmas. We'll be back with our show's last segment today after these few words.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Last segment of our program today here. Interesting little story coming out of Sputnik News. And it has to do with facial scanning. And this one involves Taylor Swift, who apparently has been using the facial scanning system on fans to look out for stalkers. And according to Rolling Stone, Taylor Swift has been surveying her fans by means of covert facial recognition technology. Taylor Swift has not commented on the report yet, but the news has sparked an ethical debate among civil rights groups concerned with privacy. Now, here is the interesting part. Quote, stalkers are a generally scary phenomenon, and everyone understands why someone like Taylor Swift would want to be protected against them, end quote. This is coming from Jay Stanley, the American Civil Liberties Union's senior policy analyst, in an interview in The Guardian. So apparently the ACLU is okay with this idea of constantly scanning people's faces here. All right, let's skip on down. I don't have enough time to do this one here. Apparently over at Facebook, there's actually a bit of a revolt among the fact checkers. And many of them have come forward to say they've lost trust in the social media giant after it did little to actually crack down on the fake news. And Brooke Binkowski, who is a former editor at Snopes, is saying they just used us for crisis PR. They made a big deal of saying we've hired these fact checkers and then basically ignored them. And the other part of it, of course, was the hypocrisy of Facebook over the recent Soros scandal, where the company admitted to paying a Republican public relations firm to cast liberal critics as operatives for liberal financier George Soros, following the expose in the New York Times, which shed light on a wide scope of questionable damage control techniques used by the social media checker, the social media giant, as it were here. By the way, talk about hoisting with your own petard. Yair Netanyahu, son of Benjamin Netanyahu, has been banned from Facebook over anti-Muslim posts. And it was pretty offensive. He said there'll not be peace here in Israel-Palestine until, one, all the Jews leave the land of Israel, two, all the Muslims leave the land of Israel. I prefer the second option. And the post gained a lot of traction in Israel, saying it had garnered over 750 reactions as of Friday evening, but Facebook thought otherwise. So, meanwhile, YouTube has so far removed 58 million videos featuring hateful or inappropriate content. And it's ironic because YouTube was once seen as a safe space free from government regulation and censorship. But they've gone over to the dark side of the force. The whole point of YouTube was being able to put stuff up there. All right, there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day. Please stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you as well. Please take what you learn here, share it with everyone that you know, private email, face-to-face conversations. Forget about Twitter, Facebook, and the rest of it. They're so heavily filtered. And by the way, I got an email saying they're now filtering all communications coming out of Paris about the yellow vests. So, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a good evening. Aloha, America.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. you will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.